Today is the one-year anniversary of the opening of the Amtrak Mardi Gras line connecting New Orleans to Mobile. New Orleans & Company President and CEO Walt Leger says the fact that you don't need a car to get around New Orleans makes taking the line for a day or weekend trip to the city very easy.
You walk right across the street, you can hop on a streetcar, which will connect you to downtown. You can switch cars at Canal Street and make your way out to City Park. You certainly can head down Canal Street to the hotels, restaurants, and other attractions down at that end and the riverfront.
Louisiana State Police cited 26 commercial truckers for driving in the left lane along the Atchafalaya Basin Bridge last week. The operation came after police received several complaints about truckers violating the 23-year-old law preventing them from passing or driving in the left lane on the bridge. Executive Director of the LMTA, Renee Amar, says the state law is in place to protect drivers and prevent traffic delays.
We have incredibly narrow shoulders on that bridge, and apparently there is an accident there every other day.
Saints' 8th overall pick, wide receiver Jordan Tyson, will be sidelined for the next 2 months with a right hamstring strain suffered in practice last week. Head coach Kellen Moore said the injury is unrelated to the hamstring strain that ended his final season at Arizona State early and hampered him through the draft process. If Tyson is able to return in the two-month timetable, he could be back for New Orleans' Week 6 game at the Giants. The following week, the Saints head to Paris to play the Steelers. The Saints will have a joint practice against the Cowboys today in Oxnard, California. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Case Kieschnick on TIX FM.